jazz hands ready. It's time for Curtain Up with Phil Lyne. Jazz. On Wirral Wave.
Curtain up.
Good afternoon and welcome into Curtain Up with me, Phil Lyne, on Wirral Wave Radio. Yes, it's a sunny afternoon. It's warm. We've got the window open in the studio and I've got the fan on in the studio. And I'm joined by two guests in the studio with me, Laura Steventon and James Lacey from Bost Musicals. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks.
Good afternoon.
So, Laura, you've got your production of Follies on next week at the Playhouse Theatre Liverpool.
Yeah.
So tell us the story of Follies.
Oh, I'm going to pass that on to Jay to tell you the story of Follies because he's far more experienced in that than I am.
Okay, I will accept the mantle. So I'm Jay, I'm directing Follies. And Follies is a love letter to the American theatre, the vaudeville circuit, variety theatre. And it basically is set in 1971 on the eve of the demolition of the Weissman Theatre, which was in its day between World War One and World War Two, the biggest theatre on Broadway, producing huge spectacular variety shows similar to the Ziegfeld Follies. If anyone's ever seen the film Funny Girl, it's based around the Ziegfeld Follies. And so this theatre ran the biggest shows around, and before it's knocked down, Dimitri Weissman, who owns the theatre, has invited all of the former showgirls to return for one final party, one final reunion, and it's a chance to sing some of their old songs, perform some of their old numbers, reconnect. But what we get to see is the transition from where they were at any point between 1918 and 1941 to where they are in 71. So it's very much about growth, about nostalgia, about the faded glamour, about maturity, about loss, and it centres around two couples, Buddy Ben, Sally and Phyllis, and they are they were in a bit of a love square to begin with, and they each went off their separate ways and they've never seen each other since. And it's what things would have happened if they'd made different choices back then, where would their lives have ended up? And it culminates in a big variety show.
So, Laura, what's the part that you play in the show?
So, I'm one of the showgirls, but one of the, what we call the ghosts. So, I'm kind of a memory of one of the older showgirls. So, when the party starts, all the ghosts are sort of in the background, walking around, and looking at the person that they've become then in the future. So, I get to take part in quite a lot of the glamorous numbers. So, Jay and the rest of the wardrobe team have been working incredibly hard, making these absolutely fantastic costumes for us to wear. So very, very glamorous, lots of feathers, lots of sequins, lots of very high hats and things. So it's going to be fun learning how to walk properly in them at the theatre because we've not been able to wear them properly in rehearsals because of how big they are. So I'm looking forward to that. I also play in the Follies production in the second half, which is called Loveland. I am a caricature version of Sally, who's one of the main four characters. And I'm sort of arguing with her husband. I'm trying to get away from him, which is a bit of a theme of the show. But it's big, it's silly, it's very clever the way that it's done. I wear lots of pink and a blonde wig, which for the radio listeners, I am not blonde, I am very brunette, so that's going to be interesting.
Well, we're going to play a song from Follies to get you in the mood to see this production. We're going to play Losing My Mind from Follies, and it's performed here by Dame Elaine Page.
The sun comes up.
about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind.
Losing My Mind there from the musical Follies. So, James, you've been directing this show, so how's it been keeping everyone together and directing it?
Well, I've been with Boss now for 4 years, and it's ridiculous how many shows we've managed to squeeze in. The interesting thing about this one is it's our first time at the Playhouse, so it's nice to be working with a different space in mind. I think that's put a real excitement amongst the company. It's very different. We've done a lot of very sort of commercially driven family shows before that are real crowd pleasers, whereas to do a show like this that actually gets you, as a director and as a performer, as an actor, and then as an audience member, that you can really be drawn into the drama and the sort of passions and the really nice complex themes to get yourself into has been great. The company are brilliant. We've got 44 cast members on stage who play either the young ghosts that are sort of held within the spirit of the Weissman Theatre, or their mature counterparts who've gone out. But the cast are great. It's been a real joy bringing this all together. And I suppose one of the joys of working in theatre of this kind is everyone's there because they want to be there. So there's a real community effort of really bringing the show, the best version of the show, to life.
So, Laura, tell us a bit about the history of Bost.
So we are celebrating our 100th year this year. So Woo. We were founded in 1926, so a very long time ago. I've not been a member for quite that long, but it is my 25th year this year with BOST.
We're not having a party for your 25th year. We'll stick to the centenary.
we've been going a very long time. We've had a number of name changes in that time. So we were originally St. Peter and Paul's theatre company. We changed to Claughton. Then we changed to Birkenhead. What did we agree?
It was Birkenhead's Amateur Operatic.
Thank you.
Then it moved to Birkenhead's Operatic Society. And then
we became a trust in, we think, around 1973, so when we became an official charity. And then a few years ago now, we realised that because operatic, you know, it kind of goes back to the days when we first founded, where we did, like, sort of operettas and things like my Merry Widow and De Fledermaus. Our first show was the
In the days of good Queen Bess.
Thank you, James. We kind of needed to go with the times, really. So we changed a few years ago to BOST Musicals, which kind of incorporates more of what we're about now than what we were back then.
Yeah, that's what a lot of societies have done, haven't they? Changed, taken out the word operatic. And I think the only one that uses operatic is Rock Ferry. They still use that word.
I think you're right.
And they don't. Well, apparently, I've heard they're supposed to be doing a GNS next year. I don't know how true that is.
See, I love a GNS. I will admit, I love a GNS.
I would love to do The Merry Widow because that's one of my favourite shows. It's the first show I ever saw BOST do when I was 4 years old. So I got into BOST because my mum and my dad were both in it. So that's how I've kind of grown up. My mum was pregnant in a concert with me, so I've literally been on stage since, you know, since then.
Since the womb.
So, you know, Merry Widow, I was 4 years old when I saw that show, and it was also the last show that I saw BOST do in 2001 before I joined. So I joined as a member in September of 2001, which was The Sound of Music. I was probably the youngest nun that there was. We've been going on a long time. We've done amazing things. Obviously, you know, we'll possibly talk about Elsie a little bit later, but, you know, she was with us for a very long time. And then we have been incredibly lucky to have Jay take over in the last 4 years and bring a really fresh new aspect to BOST and some new musicals that we've never done before as well.
And you're on the committee of BOST.
I am, yes. So I'm the vice chair. I've been on the committee probably for about, I actually don't know, but it's probably about 15 years now with various different roles. So fundraising, social committee. Jay laughs at me because I've got that many titles.
She's the Countess of the Scatter Cushions.
I'm in the programme more times than he is, which is what he's upset about, really. I do a lot for the society. I do organise the concerts, so we do have, like, a concert committee, so if anyone ever wants to hire us to come and perform at their events, we can do that. And when we do sort of smaller-scale concerts, I'm definitely not up to the scratch of directing a whole production, but I quite like doing the concerts. So, yeah, it's nice to give everyone a bit of opportunity to do something different.
So you mentioned about your mum being in society. Mm-hmm. Is she still in the society?
She is. She is also in Follies as well. She's been there. I'm not sure what year she joined now. Probably late 70s, I think she started. So,
but she's only 21, Laura.
she's still there now. My dad isn't in BOST anymore, but he still sings with a choir, he's still performing.
So she got one of the main roles.
She's one of the older mature. Ladies.
Older.
One of the mature ladies, but funnily enough, I'm not her ghost. I'm someone else's ghost.
No, you're someone else's. Even though they do look very alike.
Should we give her a shout out with her full name?
Let's have a shout out to Barbara Stevenson.
Yay! Hi, Barb.
So we touched on it there, and we're talking about it off air, and Elsie Kelly, who sadly passed away recently, obviously much missed and part of BOST for over 40 years. So what do you think her legacy will be and how much she'll be missed?
Oh, she'll just be missed. We can't really put it into words. She was such a force, and she was with us for 46 years. So her last show with us was in 2019 when we did Hello Dolly. I wasn't actually in that production. That was the only production in my 25 years that I've not done, but I was really glad that I got to watch it and I got to kind of watch her genius for one last time. But she, like Jay, she lived and breathed the production. So, you know, when we were doing a show, everything, like, she put everything into it, and she could give us notes and we'd be sat there for about 15 minutes listening to her talk about something that was just like a look that someone needed to give someone in the middle of a song. And she, the way that she talked about it was just incredible, and everyone would be hanging on her every word. You know, she did make Bost what it became in those 46 years. And like I said before, you know, we're very lucky that Jay has taken over that, and he's not just our director. He does an awful lot to Bost. I think, you know, personally speaking, as Jay said before, I was very close to Elsie, but he has taken over, you know, a very difficult role. And
I remember the first time I met her when she came to watch a show that I had directed, and I was so nervous that she was watching. And in the interval, I approached over and almost did a deep curtsy, and I said, I said, Elsie, do you mind me asking what size shoe you are? And she said, I'm a size 3. And I said, well, they are the largest size 3 shoes I've ever had to fill, because it really is. Elsie lives and breathes in that building. She is part of every wall and every door and every set piece and every prop. And there's a memory associated to every part of that building because she was so important. So it really is a huge honour to carry on her legacy and to hold the reins of Bost for until the next person.
And had she come and seen the shows up until she passed?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I mean, in fact, the last thing she came to watch was we did a Christmas concert in a local church in Greasby, and she came to watch that. And she would always make me really nervous because she sat on the front row, and she used to say this thing, like, if Elsie didn't like something, you knew that Elsie didn't like something. So I'd be nervously sat on the front row of while we were singing, watching her on the front row. You could always tell if Elsie didn't like something, but she thoroughly enjoyed it, and she was still giving people notes at the end of it as well, telling one of our taller members how he needed to stand up straight and properly while he was singing, which was very like Elsie. But I think even though now the society, you know, it's always changing, we're always getting new members, even the members who never worked with Elsie, they're still very, very aware of her legacy. And, you know, the tributes that came in and the way that people spoke about it, even if they hadn't met her or they'd only met her once, were just so lovely and heartwarming. I think it was really comforting for us sort of older members at Bost, but then also her family as well.
There was a phrase that was shared quite a lot that she used to say, and I think we will continue to do it for many years, and that is to see God in the balcony, in the circle.
In the circle,
that
yeah.
was it.
Yeah.
And we will.
Yeah, much missed. And then, you know, when you read these stories, and then when I saw the story, and you think you're shocked, because, you know, you did a few shows at the Royal Court, didn't you, where I work, and I've worked there for 10 years. And I saw Elsie around, and didn't know her as well, but you could tell she was a friendly and down-to-earth lady.
Yeah, she really was. She obviously got a lot of fame from Benidorm, but she didn't really enjoy all of that. You know, she loved what she did, but she didn't necessarily, you know, want people sort of fawning after her. And, you know, she'd be in Tesco and people be running over to her, and she was lovely with everyone. You know, she was never rude or anything. She posed for photos. I remember being out with her once, and these girls ran over to her, and they were like, Noreen, and they said to me, "Is she your nan?" And I was like, "No, she's not. I would be lucky if she was."
Oh. Well, I'm gonna play a song in tribute to her now, and this was the first show she directed for Bost, and this is from Oliver, and it's Consider Yourself from the film version of Oliver.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. I've taken to you so strong. It's consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share. If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days, white grouse. Or was a chance to meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you.
So sure.
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
willing.
Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share.
Thank you.
on City Yourself there from the musical Oliver in tribute to Elsie Kelly, who was a director of Bost for over 40 years. And I'm still in the studio with James Lacey and Laura Steventon from Bost Musicals. So you actually rehearse in Birkenhead, don't you?
We do, Laura. Yes. On Clifton Road, we've got a premises, Alexander Hall. We're incredibly lucky to have it because it's a huge building, and in fact, the area that we've got to rehearse is as big as it can be the size of the Empire Stage, so we can mark it out as we will have the space on the actual stage, which is brilliant. We've also got our own bar, which is great for our after parties. We've got a fantastic wardrobe department. So, you know, a lot of the costumes that we've had over the years, we keep up there. We've got a wonderful wardrobe department, and we've got a workshop as well. So we can sort of build. We've been doing a lot more of building our own sets recently. And an extra studio now that we have built as well to give us extra rehearsal space.
It's really, for my part, it's really incredible, the facilities that we're able to use. It means that we can build and develop our own set pieces for the new kind of hybrid productions that we do, and then we can use them in the room. So while we're rehearsing, people are rehearsing on the set pieces that will be in the theatre, which is, we're very lucky to have. Not every society gets that opportunity, so it's great. So it means that transition to the theatre is all that much stronger, just because people are used to not imagining there's a staircase here and there's a platform there. It's really good.
You've been at that venue for a while, in that rehearsal space.
Yes, I think since the 1970s, a really long time. We had to move out temporarily in 2005 when we had a new roof built. So we were lucky enough to use a premises in Bebbington for that period of time. That was when we did Anything Goes the first time. We've been there a very long time. So it is definitely a second home. Live and breathe it, really. But we are really lucky. Obviously, it does come with a lot of costs. We have to pay for a lot of, you know, the gas and the electricity and, you know, the upkeep of the premises, but it's definitely worth it for having that as a venue. And we're able to do our own productions there as well. So we did our first ever panto last year, which Jay wrote and produced and directed. And we do sort of one-off concerts there as well, where we do a variety of songs from different shows. So it gives us a real opportunity to be able to do something a bit different there as well.
So with this production of Follies, you got a 15-piece orchestra, is that correct?
Yes, it was actually written for 29, so to be able to get down to 15 has been quite a challenge, but it's a massive orchestral score. It's brassy, it's bluesy, it's written. Sondheim said it was the most difficult time he ever had and the hardest work he ever had writing music for a show, because he wanted every song to sound in the style of the original sort of golden age musical theatre composers, but he never wanted them to sound like they were copies or parodies or pastiches. They wanted to be in the vein of, and it's, I can't wait. We have our band call on Sunday, and that is always the most exciting part of mounting a musical, when you first hear, you sit down for that sits probe rehearsal and you hear the orchestra come to life, and suddenly something that's been on, you know, two hands and a piano for 4 months is brought together by 15 people. It's incredible.
And Trish Gaskill's your resident MD, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's been with us a very long time. I'm not before my time, so possibly coming up to 30 years now, if not longer. She actually only came to play for one rehearsal, and we basically just never let her go because she's absolutely fantastic.
We've let her out of the building, sure. Yeah, she's been allowed out of the building.
But yeah, she is brilliant. She brings her own energy and fun and... chocolate. She brings a lot of chocolate.
And she brings me rhubarb from her garden.
Yeah.
That's something my dad doesn't like.
Rhubarb?
He doesn't like it.
Oh, I love rhubarb.
I love rhubarb.
If he's got any, I'll have his then.
No, we don't grow rhubarb for that reason. So, before we came on air, I asked you both to pick a favourite song from a musical. So, James, you've chosen someone to watch over me, so why that one?
Oh, I just think it's absolutely... that I'm an old romantic at heart, and I just think the lyrics of that song, it's obviously crazy for you that the song was written years before for a musical called OK, and then it was... sort of one of the original jukebox musicals that brought together all of the composers worked in Too Crazy For You, and it actually was only mounted in the 90s, even though it seems you know the original song was written so much earlier. But the little bit at the beginning, the whole "there's a saying old says that love is blind" and all of that leading into what I think is just the most beautiful lyric ever written in the musical theatre.
Well, we're going to hear that song now. This is from the original London cast recording of Crazy For You, and it's Someone to Watch Over Me.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm gonna seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, I haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a song
Someone to Watch Over Me there from the Crazy For You original London cast recording. So we were talking off air there briefly about the show you did. It was last year, wasn't it?
It Les was, yeah.
Oh, we were so lucky.
We're incredibly lucky. So Les Mis has never been released to amateurs before. young youth productions are allowed to happen, but Les Mis, as Cameron McIntosh, has just never allowed it to be done outside of you know, the professional tour and London. So, yeah, we were incredibly lucky to be asked as one of the 11 societies across the country to produce it. So it wasn't just a sort of boss production. It incorporated, you know, we had open auditions, so we had people from all over the Northwest who took part in it. So we were sort of in collaboration with...
Sorry, I will just correct your language. It's fine. We were co-producing with Liverpool Empire Creative yes. Learning, and in collaboration with Romilly Operatic and Tip Top Productions.
Yes.
Just need to get the word right.
Yeah, no, you're right. So yeah, it was absolutely, when I remember being in the meeting when it was announced that we were doing it, and we just couldn't believe it, and because we never thought that it would happen. So we were incredibly lucky, and it was about how many years in the making, Jay? Was it about
for me it was 18 months from start. I was first made aware of the project in January of 24, and we eventually hit the stage the 3rd to the 5th of July 25. So it was 6 months off. Well, it was 4 months of will it happen, won't it happen, is it, how's it going to work, and then we were actually at the Empire doing the Sound of Music in the middle of May 2024, and sat in the stalls of the auditorium. I was watching and confirming the lighting plot for Sound of Music. I was sending off the audition materials for our next production, which was Annie, and finalising my proposal, which was sent to the team at Cameron McIntosh Limited, to be confirmed that I was able to direct it. So it was a huge, it was a project that took over Bost for, because we were working with these other societies, but Bost with the sort of creative producing lead. We built everything in house, we costumed everything in house. And we rehearsed in house, so it was all encompassing for about 18 months.
There's never been that many people in the building before.
Yeah, we had two casts of 62 on each team, who each performed for two performances at the Empire. So that meant 62 different sets of costumes, and obviously not everyone wore one costume. They were convicts, then they were Parisians, then they were the poor, they were then the elite at the wedding. It was huge.
It was.
And the tickets sold out quick for it,
didn't they? Oh, very much
to
so.
The point that by the time we actually got round to audition the children for the show to play young Eponine, young Cosette and Gavroche, there were no public tickets available. So thankfully we were able to give those families the producer holds, because literally it sold out within minutes. We could have done another week.
Yeah, so Laura, you've actually chosen one of the songs from Les Mis as your pick from the musicals. Which one is it?
So it's One Day More. Now, Jay did roll his eyes when I picked it, because, you know, a lot of people are fed up with Les Mis, but to me, One Day More has always been my favourite song from any musical, and I never thought I'd have the opportunity to perform it at the Liverpool Empire.
Where else did you perform it, Laura? Go on, you're
all right,
dying to.
All right, so I was lucky enough that the Les Mis did, we were asked to perform as part of the Royal Variety Show last year, and they asked for a sort of selection of people from across all the 11 productions to represent each company, and I was very, very lucky to be picked out of a hat to get to go. And yeah, so walking out in front of that audience in the Royal Albert Hall was something that I will never forget, and as a result, One Day More will remain my favourite song, because I just get chills thinking about it.
Great, so we're going to hear this now, and this is from the 2020 Les Mis Stage Concert Company.
One day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you my world has started.
One We'll be ready for these schoolboys. They will wet themselves with blood.
Watch them run amok, catch them as they fall. Never know your luck when there's a free-for-all. Hit a little dig, hit a little touch. Most of them are gone, so they won't miss much.
Someday too, when you've been needing love and freedom,
is here, I fight with you.
That was the One Day More from Les Mis, the 2020 Les Mis Stage Concert Company version. And before I carry on with my chat with James and Laura, I should just mention there are a lot of Bost members tuned in. So you don't just have to be a member of the members of Bost. Tune in every week. This show is musical theatre related. Every song you'll hear is from a musical. And there's also chats with Amdram Companies. Next week, it's Shrek with Wes Kirby. The week after, it's 9 to 5 with Bentley. So my focus is on Amdrams a lot because I am a member of various Amdram societies. And I should also mention that Curtain Up is going to be starting a reviews team. So we'll go out there, review shows, actually hot off the press. The first Curtain Up review is going to be Saturday next week when I go to see Follies. So I've got to find a way of putting the reviews on the website, linked into Curtain Up, so we can develop a good reputation. So not just me, but a group of fellow presenters on Willow Wave Radio, for obviously, because I work at a theatre, it's not easy for me to get to, but I'm going to see Follies Saturday next week, which I'm looking forward to. So let's continue the chat with James and Laura. So, Laura, what's next for Bost?
So, as I mentioned, it is our centenary year, so we're doing something very big that we've never done before in November at the Liverpool Empire. We are producing Elf, which is, yeah, brand new for us, so really excited about that. We've already been advertising. We've been advertising for a long time, and I think we've already sold about 4,000 tickets.
Yeah, we have six shows on sale. At the moment at the Empire, which is a Thursday night. It's the 19th to the 22nd of November. You can book via atgtickets.com/Liverpool. And we've got evening performances on the Thursday and the Friday night, the 19th and the 20th. Then on the 21st, we are doing a three-show day. So that is, I think the performance times are 11, 3pm and 7:30. Potentially might be a little bit out on that. And then we have a performance on the Sunday as well.
A three show day. Never mind when you used to do two shows
in a day. It's like three shows.
We did one on Shrek, yeah. And can you imagine how our actor playing Shrek felt to be in that Shrek cowl with the ears and the head and all of that for three shows? But he did wonderfully.
I played Shrek's mum, and I was painted green at the beginning, and I was only on stage for a couple of minutes, and then had about 4 minutes to get degreened and then into my next costume. And by the end of the Saturday, because I'd done it three times in that day, I was a very, very strange colour.
Yeah. But it's actually an appropriate conversation, yes, to talk about the three-show day of Shrek, because we'll then also return. This is hot off the press, brand new information for your listeners. We are returning to the Empire next April to return to the swamp with a brand new production of Shrek.
So you did that in 2022. So did you get asked by the Empire to do that again, or is this something you've decided to do again, with it being not that long since you did it last?
So we all had so much fun on Shrek. It was my first show as director, and I was actually a member of the company of the original UK tour of Shrek. I played the Mad Hatter, I was the assistant dance captain, I was understudy Pinocchio. So I travelled with the tour for 2 years, and then when LC moved on from Bost, and then Bost were looking for a new director post-COVID to take on Shrek, they found me as a local boy who'd been in the show. And we had such a great time with it. It's actually 5 years since we last performed it. And, you know, part of staying relevant and staying busy and keeping theatre alive in societies around is, you know, making sure that we can balance the really gritty, hard shows that we're doing, like now with Follies, with these real commercial shows, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, we've got upkeep of the business, mm-hmm, as well as putting on great shows. So Shrek was a no-brainer. When we found out it was available and the Empire was available, it was a no-brainer for us.
So Laura, it's recently been announced you've got this 5-year residency at the Playhouse, which is going to be alongside the shows you do at the Empire. So how did you come to get the 5-year residency at the Playhouse?
Laura's looking at me over here. So come on, you've got to do the next one.
Yeah, okay. You do the important meetings.
Okay, I'll do.
I'm the beauty of the
thanks. We were so fortunate, and we're thrilled to be mounting a show for the first time at the Playhouse next week. Follies has been a bit of a dream for Boss. We've wanted to do for a long time. So we knew that to put it on right, we had to find the right theatre. And it's been on the cards, it's been postponed, it's been held in certain capacities over the last 3 or 4 years since we first decided we'd go ahead and do it. And just out of sheer grit, the team, there's someone who works behind the scenes for Bost and never likes to stand into the spotlight, but our wonderful society secretary Ian Beattie reached out to the Playhouse, and the new artistic director at the Playhouse said, this sounds like a great idea, why are we not opening our doors to allow more people to access performing at the Playhouse? And so through a series of conversations, we've basically been able to agree that over the next 5 years we will return there a number of times with a few different types of productions. It's the first time since the Playhouse reopened that there has really they've allowed amateur companies to perform at the Playhouse, which is really exciting. It's particularly exciting for me because I did my first show there when I was 7 years old. But it's lucky, and the team at the Playhouse have been absolutely wonderful. We can't wait to get in there.
It's funny as well, isn't it? Because we were supposed to do Follies. Was it 3 years ago or 2 years ago? Then something else kept coming up. So Chitty came up, and then Annie came up, or Sound of Music, and we couldn't say no to those big shows because they're big selling family shows. So we had to keep putting Follies back, much to Jay's, upset, but
and Ian's,
yeah, because it's his favourite show as well. I think it's worked out so well, because I don't think we would have got the Playhouse if it had been back then. So I don't know where we would have ended up, because it took a long time, didn't it, to get to the Playhouse, because we wanted it to be the perfect theatre for this production. Yeah. And
it just, everything feels like it's fallen into place. Because the Playhouse itself was a variety theatre. It was founded as the Star Theatre, which was variety, which is the British version of the American vaudeville. Follies itself is about that. It's landed now on a timescale wise, it's landed in our centenary year. It celebrates looking back to the past and moving forward into the future within the show's themes, which is the perfect thing that we're doing for the whole year with the centenary. So it just, we're really lucky to be at the Playhouse. It's really exciting, and we're really excited for what that partnership might bring us in the future.
Yeah, so did you approach the Playhouse then to do this show there?
We tried several times. Ian has contacted them a few times over the years about performing that, and I think it was almost like I'm just gonna give it one last shot to try and get the Playhouse, because we knew it would be perfect for Follies. So we were really lucky that the new creative director agreed that.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting time. And it just, you know, they're expanding their programme and their scope. Yeah. And we were so desperate to be in there, and we're glad we are.
Yeah.
So how can people get tickets for the Follies, Laura?
So they can get them via the Everyman Playhouse website. And we have got an exclusive offer for listeners. So if they put in the promo code box, which one are we using? Follies20, then you will be able to get 20% off tickets, which is very exciting.
Great.
And if you follow us on social media, all the links to the Everyman Playhouse.
Yeah, it's everymanplayhouse.com.
Thanks,
Jay. So, Laura, when do you start rehearsals for the next show?
Not long after. Well, funnily enough, we're actually part of Prescott Festival this year. We do that every year. We just didn't do it last year because of Les Mis. So we are literally the Thursday after Follies. We're starting a concert rehearsal. We've only got 3 weeks to rehearse for that. And then Elf, we're having auditions towards the end of June,
beginning of June.
July. So we will literally be starting, I think it's the 9th of July is our first rehearsal back for Elf. So we literally don't rest.
Yeah.
There's always something else happening.
So what night of the week do you rehearse on?
We rehearse the full sort of company rehearse on Thursdays. Our principal cast is usually on a Tuesday evening, and then the whole company come together on Sundays to rehearse as well, Sunday afternoons. So it's great because we all get to work together sort of straight off the bat, really.
So you've got 3 rehearsals a week then, generally?
Yes. Depending on your part, you might be there more than...
It's subject to the rehearsal schedule. Yeah. The way I structure it is that we work principal's core scenes on Tuesdays. Thursdays is a guaranteed company night. And then towards the final 6 to 8 weeks before a show, Sundays are runs and cleaning calls for everyone. And prior to that, depending on the size, the scale of the show, we will rehearse on Sundays to do bigger company numbers, but that might not involve everybody.
Yeah.
So Thursdays are guaranteed and Sundays towards the end of it, and then the rest is role dependent.
Jay does a very detailed rehearsal schedule.
I do.
Great. So my final question is for both of you. James, we'll start with you. What does theatre mean to you?
Theatre has been such a massive, massive part of my life since I was a child. It started as a hobby, as a kid going to acting classes and then taking on singing lessons and then going to dance classes. It was never something that I thought would be my career. I was actually going to be a doctor. I did A-levels in biology, chemistry, maths and psychology, and then I realised that that was the wrong type of theatre for me. A medical theatre. So I instead moved. I'd always gone to Chilton School of Dance and Drama in West Derby. Shout out to Colette Byatt and all of her team. And then I was offered a scholarship by Nora Button to go to Liverpool Theatre School. And I actually didn't complete my diploma because I was very fortunate that I was able to go off on tour professionally in High School Musical 2, live on stage. And then I toured for 8 years, moved home and spent a lot more time producing and teaching in theatre. And then now moved into this phase of directing. So something that was founded out of pure joy and hobby and pastime rather than a career goal, I realised was enough to take over my whole life and very often my kitchen, styling wigs and making costumes.
How about you, Laura? What does theatre mean to you?
I honestly just can't imagine my life without it, really. As I said, you know, I've literally grown up with it, and it's got me through really difficult times. You know, I love not only performing, but I love going to watch shows and listening to musicals all the time. I don't listen to anything else. I work in a school, and the students always ask me if, you know, about a song or a pop star. It's not even the right thing to say. And I'm like, it's like, I don't know. I listen to musicals all the time, so I don't know.
Same. When I go to, sometimes I go to a quiz and they play modern music, and I don't know the answer to the music round.
No.
And it's like, I say to people at work, well, you have to come to the quiz with me and make me win the music round. Because I haven't got a clue of what's in the current charts. No, but theatre is the best. And another exclusive for today, in the next few weeks here, in the next 2 or 3 weeks' time, an exclusive here, I'm doing an interview on Tuesday, a pre-record with Adam Garcia, who's a West End star, who's nice. On at the... Empire next month with appearing in The Bodyguard. So that's to come, and you can hear back to this show on Wednesday between 12 and 2, and it'll also be available for playback on my Curtain Up page on Willow Wave Radio. And if you like the show today, you don't just have to listen in because Bost came on. You know, you can listen to every show. As I say, I'm live every Friday between 12 and 2 with all things theatre and musicals, because I'm the only show on Liverpool and Whittle that focuses on theatre and musicals. And this is what's niche about the show, and what's niche about Whittle Wave itself.
We've had a lovely afternoon. If any other societies want to come in, Phil's great.
So, yeah, well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So we're going to end your section with a song from Elsie Kelly's last production, which she did at Liverpool Empire, and it's from Hello Dolly, and it's Michael Crawford, and Before the Parade Passes By. I'll be back after this with songs to do with heat, sun, and warm.
Too darn hot.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again, I've got to feel my heart coming alive again. Before the parade passes by, look at the crowd up ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton. Before the parade passes by, parade passes by. I'm
gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof. I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone. Give me an old baton. Before the parade passes by.
Before the Parade Passes By There by from Hello Dolly, in tribute to Elsie Kelly, who was the resident director of BOST for over 40 years, and she sadly passed away earlier this year. And many thanks to James and Laura from BOST for coming to the studio and telling us all about Follies and their plans for the future. Lots of exciting plans there. So, in the second hour of my show today, it's songs to do with heat, hot and sun, and a couple of birthdays that were celebrated. One from a singer no longer with us, and another one from a great rock band that is still with us. So that's still to come. So we've definitely been at a heat wave. The heat's been too hot, hasn't it? But the heat has most definitely been on.
The heat is on in Saigon.
But till they tell us we're gone, I'm gonna buy you a girl.
You can't buy me a beer. Don't time.
See my bikini, it's just the right size. Don't you enjoy how it rides up my thighs? Look from behind, it'll knock out your eyes.
I'll show you my special trophy of war.
For a marine, I'll show more.
You won't get up on the floor. The heat is on in Saigon. Don't tell me I'm re-assigned for the chicken chips up.
Burn your pen up, I'll mentor your brass. Struck on your wall with a pin in my ass. If you get me, you will travel for class. I'll show you, we will make magic, Sherry.
You buy more tickets from me. The winner gets them for free.
The meat is cheap in Saigon. I used to love getting stoned, waking up with some whore. I don't know why I went dead, it's not fun anymore.
New from the country, untouched, legs unparted, hearts uncharted.
I'm 17 and I'm new here today. The village I come from seems so far away. All of the girls know much more what to say, but I know I have a heart like the sea. A million dreams are.
Jesus, John, who is she?
The frog is typing the news. Is it a week or a day? Or an hour we got? The night could be all the sun. That's a burning to you. Tonight I bet that you and I will get along. Forget about the threat, forget the end. Maybe Gigi could be better alone.
The heat is on in Saigon there from Miss Saigon. Well, here's another song about heat now. This is from the Pajama Game and it's Steam Heat.
Yeah, I got steam. But I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. But I need your love to keep away the cold.
From the Pajama Game, the original Broadway cast featuring Carol Haney and Peter Gennaro. Now, a song from Kiss Me Kate Now. And you can only, I bet you can guess which one we're going to play now. The one with the word hot in it. It's by Ella Fitzgerald, and it's Too Darn Hot from Kiss Me Kate.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to cool with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too. Baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gobb for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a G.I. for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot.
Too Darn Hot there from the musical Kiss Me Kate, performed by Ella Fitzgerald. Now I've got a What's On at the Theatres for the Liverpool Playhouse, and On Until Tomorrow Night, The Dinosaur That Pooped, Tuesday the 26th, so it's been on since Tuesday until tomorrow, The Dinosaur That Pooped, a rock show. It's adapted from the number one best-selling books by Tom Fletcher and Dougie Pointer. The whole family will have a poopy good time enjoying a brand new story for the stage, featuring new songs by Tom and Dougie, a lot of laughs, and a whole lot of poo. That's what it says on the Playhouse website. So get your children down to the Playhouse Theatre and see the dinosaur that pooped. And then over at the Everyman Theatre, beginning on Thursday next week, is Attachment, a new play starring Paisley Reed. But go to the Everyman website and find out information about that, because it's got content warnings. So head to the Everyman and Playhouse website. So that's my... each week I'm going to focus on two particular theatres. So that's a Liverpool Everyman and Playhouse for this week. So next is a song from Donna, the Donna Summer Musical. And it is Hot Stuff. That's certainly what it's been like this week, and last week it's certainly been feeling like hot stuff.
We'll be right back.
Hot Stuff by Donna Summer, and that's from Donna, the Donna Summer musical. Yes, it's certainly been feeling like hot stuff. Hopefully it's going to be cooling down now, which is what we need. It has been hot, and yes, it certainly has. Hot weather for dogs as well.
We come to you over the internet, so you can download our app at wirralwave.airtime.pro. Yep, wirralwave.airtime.pro. And if you like what you hear, then you can support us as well. We are a community station, so we don't get any grant funding. We rely on your support. And if you'd like to make a donation, then just pop along to our webpage, wirralwave.co.uk, and you can make a contribution. And we would love that. Thank you so much in advance.
You're listening to Curtain Up with Phil Lyne on Wirral Wave.
Sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone back to her mom's park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Two good reasons why I ought to stay. Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Sunny Afternoon there by the Kinks, and it's, we've certainly had a lot of sunny afternoons recently. Today, Friday the 29th of May, is Local Radio Day, and it focuses on stations across the UK that
that focus on community voices, local journalism, and innovation. The annual event, with organisers encouraging stations to showcase and shine by celebrating the role local broadcasting continues to play across towns and cities nationwide. Stations can register through the event website, where support packs and promotional material are now available. But Media Minister Ian Murray, MP, said, "Local radio holds a special place in people's lives, part of the glue that holds our communities together." Referencing the government's local media action plan, he added, "We doubled funding for community radio stations to $1 million per year over the next 3 years, showing our commitment to ensuring the sector has the right support to thrive." However, Willow Wave Radio is a community-based radio station that receives no funding. So, obviously, we're all volunteers here, and we rely on donations that keep the station going. So, you're listening to Curtain Up, live from our studio here in Birkenhead. The fan's on in the studio, the window's open. Let's get back to that. Sunny songs. And this is from Lou Leslie's International Review. And this is Rod Stewart with On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Walked with no one and talked with no one, and I had nothing but shadows. Then one morning you passed, and I brightened at last. Now I greet the day and complete the day with the sun in my heart. All my troubles blew away when I heard you say, grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? Oh, that epic tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with all my blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid that it's over, crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Sunny side of.
The Sunny Side of the Street there by Rod Stewart. We now go to the musical Annie Get Your Gun and the song by Ethel Merman, and this is I Got the Sun in the Morning.
taken stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I got will keep me satisfied. Check it up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. Got no diamond, got no pearl, still I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Got no mansion, got no yacht, still I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no silver, got no gold. What I've got can't be bought or sold. I got the sun in the morning.
I Got the Sun in the Morning There by Ethel Merman from the musical Annie Get Your Gun. Now, to a musical that's titled Very Warm for May. You can certainly say that again. And it's by Placido Domingo. And this is All the Things You Are.
Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you. You are the promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem. Breathless haunch of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star, the dearest
All the Things You Are by Placido Domingo from the musical Very Warm for May. Now, next up is from the musical Daddy Cool, which is based on the hit of Boney M. And this is Sunny.
Thank you.
That was Sunny There by Boney M. Now, to a bit of a change, we're going to go back to the Heat songs. Well, one song to do with Sun shortly. But we're going to mention now two birthdays. Francis Rossi from Status Quo, who celebrates his birthday today, and the late, great Cilla Black, who would have turned 83 on the 27th of May. So, I'm going to play for you Rockin' All Over the World from the jukebox musical Just For One Day, and Cilla Black with her take of Your Song, originally by Elton John, from the musical Moulin Rouge. So, enjoy listening to these two tracks.
I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a witch who made potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Up the moss, well, a few of the verses, they got me quite cross, but the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or the blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Your song there by Cilla Black, who would have turned 83 on the 27th of May, and Rockin' All Over the World by Status Quo, and Francis Rossi celebrates his birthday today. Now to G&S Opera at the Mikado now, and here's Leslie Gabbett with The Sun Whose Rays.
I'm here to rule the universe.
The Sun Who's Raised there by Leslie Garrett. And my final song for today is from the musical Grease, and this is John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John with Summer Nights. It's not technically summer until the 20th or 21st of June, but it's definitely felt like that, hasn't it? Summer Nights there from the musical Grease. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show and the interview I did with the Laura and James from Bost. Don't forget to go and see Follies at the Playhouse next week on Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a great show. I'll be back here on Friday between 12 and 2 live with Curtain Up, when I'll have the cast of West Kirby Musical Theatre Company coming in the studio talking about their musical Shrek, which is on at the Gladstone next month. And I'll also be joined by two of the cast members of Desperate Scouse Wives, which is on at the Gladstone next week. So make sure you tune in for that. So until then, it's so long and farewell.